Welcome to the December 14, 2010 MSF Frontline Reports podcast. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization. I'm Kevin Phelan. This week, in Lagos, Nigeria, building a clinic on water to reach an excluded population. With a population currently estimated at 18 million people, Lagos is often cited as the fastest-growing city in Africa. One of many so-called megacities growing at rapid speeds around the world, it's a huge metropolis that absorbs the steady flow of people migrating from rural areas of Nigeria, as well as from other countries. The population ranges from the extreme wealthy to the desperately impoverished, and access to healthcare can be just as disparate. Although MSF has been working in areas of Nigeria since 1996, teams started working in Lagos this past July, in a concerted move to get more involved in the ever-growing urban context. Medical staff are offered free-of-charge primary health care and reproductive services in three slum areas identified as some of those most in need of health care: Ato, Badia, and the area of Makoko. There, MSF teams are running a clinic on land and constructing a rather unique small clinic on water. Melissa Pracht brings us the story.
In a Lagos lagoon off the settlement of Makoko, children run along a narrow walkway connecting two water-bound wooden homes. Men paddle slowly by in handmade canoes, while a group of workers stands shoulder-high in brown water, pushing a thick wood post down deep into the silt. They're building a small MSF clinic about a mile out from land, where MSF teams will provide free health care twice a week to people living literally on the fringes of society. In a city whose underserved population is a complex mixture of different ethnic tribes and nationalities, speaking a variety of languages and ascribing to myriad cultural traditions, the lagoon is a microcosm of it all. Groups unable to find or afford shelter on land have established themselves there, apart from any official system or authority. MSF field coordinator Dusika Peric describes the scene.
When we go into the area of the lagoon, we can see an entire new city there, which means that there is like a main canal, like a main street, and different small streets. It's like a whole system with schools built on the water, with the shops built on the water, with many canoes that are the main means of transport. Many children who maybe never step on the ground since they're born, because some of the families are so deep into the lagoon that it takes quite a long time to reach the land.
As a new presence in a complex environment, the MSF team is still learning about the population it intends to serve, says Parrish.
We can say that one ethnic group is closer to the land, another ethnic group is deeper in the water. So there is this kind of division that we see. And if we go really to the furthest point, we often hear French-speaking population that I suppose are coming from Benin. But still, it's something, as I said, it's something that it will take time for us to understand better, because we are now still building the clinic that will need to be fully operational so that we can see who are the patients coming to use our services. And at the same time, we have a plan to employ community health workers who would be the people from the community who will help us to understand the population where we work.
They'll need to know what health problems are most prominent, what healthcare-seeking behavior is, and how people might access it. The average family might need to pay for transport if they don't own their own canoe, which makes access more difficult. By building the clinic inside the community and integrating into its life, she says, the teams have a much better chance of understanding the needs and the obstacles. Since July, MSF has been running a clinic on land in Makoko, offering primary and emergency care, immunizations, and all aspects of reproductive care, including deliveries.
We are quite new. It's a few months of operations that we have. What is very clear is that the service of free of offering deliveries is something that is becoming quite important for the population, and the numbers are really, really growing. So this is probably the area that we will analyze more and to see if it's something that we want to focus more in the future.
They're also working with the local Ministry of Health, which owns the building where MSF is operating, on providing better immunization coverage to children in the area. With the exception of immunizations, MSF provides everything from the staff to equipment and medicines.
We hope also that we will provide health care to the people who we believe are excluded from the health system of Lagos, either for not being able to speak the language, either because they don't trust in the health system or they rely still on the traditional health system. The aging population, for example, that actually they speak a very different language from the majority. What we believe is that their need for healthcare is quite, let's say, determined by the fact that they cannot communicate with the health professionals if they go to the health center. So this is something that we can already show by the data that we have, because we saw a slight increase in the number of Egun patients after we hired Egun-speaking translators. So it's really a challenge if we think about the complex system, complex social structures in both ethnic terms, in religious languages. So we started the project by anthropological research.
Anthropological research has helped a lot, but some things are learned from experience. Whereas the clinic on land in Makoko was established with the help of health authorities, in the lagoon, MSF had to work even more closely with the local communities.
So everything is discussed and approved or agreed with the traditional leaders. They are the people who can really explain us the needs, the population, and all that has a positive part, but they have to be kept on a good level at all times. Otherwise, our activities can really be affected in a negative way. And it means that we as MSF have to make sure that we show respect at all times, that we show transparent way of working, that we explain who we are and what we do in that area in a regular basis, because it's something that can easily affect our program.
This was the case when MSF ran into problems during the beginning of construction. The field logistician for this project was Manfred Murillo. He managed the workers and the implementation of the construction. He said the local crew proved to be experts. They solidly lodged the wooden posts 7 feet underground and stabilized them with crossbeams for a foundation.
This is just a simple structure, like 3 rooms and a waiting area and a deck area. But the foundation is what is amazing to see how these people work.
Everything was going fine, he said, until he and the crew were approached by what are called area boys, a group of youths who control certain areas of the slums, often harassing people and demanding money.
So we have to stop the construction at one point. We were doing the construction, we were working on the roof, and they just came around. There were like 7 of them. And I was right there, and they were asking me if you have money for them. And I said, no, we don't have money. We're trying to finish this clinic to provide free medical services. And the guy said, okay, but I mean, what do you have for us? I mean, we want something.
It turned out that different parts of the community had the perception that MSF was supporting some groups more than others. It was due to a lack of communication, says Parrish.
So what we had to do at that moment is to organize a community meeting involving all of the representatives, all the elders and chiefs of Makoko Lagoon. So we tried to use all the contacts that we made so far and to invite as many people as possible and explain our role and our identity and our intention in that area. No?
We decided to stop the construction for a little bit and have a big meeting again with the community and try to explain and try to, you know, make these people understand. After that, I would say, you know, after this meeting, they were obviously very good. the people, it looks like they do understand a little bit better.
All the elders and the kids are responding very, very well after receiving a very clear explanation and transparent message about who we are and what we want to do. And I think sometimes in many MSF volunteers, they forget to speak about the simple things of MSF identity that we take for granted, that everybody knows. But it's something that obviously needs to be repeated all the time, and that is our main tool to be protected, to feel safe in any area where we work.
The Lagoon Clinic is scheduled to open by mid-January. An MSF mobile medical team will be present there twice a week. The mobile team also serves two other slum areas on different days. The team will provide reproductive and primary health care and will refer people in need of second and third level care to hospitals in Lagos. Such care is expensive there and ordinarily way out of reach for most of these patients.
To learn more about MSF or Doctors Without Borders, please visit msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. Please send any comments and questions for the podcast to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.